Hey, everybody, it's Mike from The Mike Wagner Show, powered by SonicWeb Studios and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson's The Missing, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. We're here with terrific Leigh, who's an author and a functional medical practitioner from the UK, now living in Miami. She's trained at the Institute for Optimum Nutrition and the Natural Foundation, and also been in private practice since 04 and specialized in digestion, skin, and weight issues. And she's a firm believer in wisdom of the body and states basically food and exercise is the only medicine we need. And why is that? We're going to find out. And she has a brand new book, which is called The Human Being Diet, a blueprint for feasting and fasting your way to feeling, looking, and being your best. And basically, it's a blueprint to basically just, you know, lose weight, look great, and be sharp, look sharp, and how you want to talk about it. It's a painless path of more. We'll find out more about it live, ladies and gentlemen, in Plus Studios in beautiful downtown Miami or somewhere in Florida, as people like to call it, just moved into the States. The amazing author and functional medicine practitioner from the UK, now Miami. She's been doing it for quite some time. And the book, The Human Being Diet, ladies and gentlemen, the multi-talented Petronella Ravenshire. Petronella, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thanks for joining us today.
Wow, Mike, that was a fantastic introduction. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. My head's getting bigger and bigger.
It's all because that sunshine in Florida. That's why. So,
that's right. No, thank you. That's lovely. Lovely to be talking to you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, it's great to have you on board as well, too. You're an author and functional medicine practitioner from the UK, now in Miami. You're trained at the Institute for Optimum Nutrition and also the Foundation and began private practice since 04, specializing in digestive, skin, and weight issues. You're a firm believer in wisdom of the body and states and food. And yes, exercise is the only medicine we need. And of course, we need to reaffirm that, and we'll find out why. Your new book called The Human Being Diet is a blueprint for feasting and fasting your way to feeling, looking, and being your best, and whatever to lose weight or not. And before getting all that, Petronella, tell us how you first got started.
I first got started because my son, when he was little, he's now 35 years old, he had a lot of respiratory infections, and I used to take him to the doctor, and the doctor gave him antibiotics, and he got better for a little bit, but then he was worse and much worse than he was before. And then he started developing asthma, and his tummy wasn't working properly. And eventually I thought, I have to find some other solution. This isn't, you know, this is not helping. So I took him to lots of different practitioners. And looking back on it, it seems nuts, but nutrition, changing his nutrition and his diet was the last thing I thought about. But when we did that and took him off wheat, gluten, and took him off dairy and gave him probiotics to counteract the antibiotics, he started to get better. And I find myself reading more and more about it. I find myself fascinated by the subject. And in the back of a book I was reading one day, I read something like, "Are you interested in a career in nutrition?" And I thought, wow, that would be amazing. Yeah. My hair literally stood on end. And you think, well, that's something that other people do. I hadn't ever considered it. But then I did. And I went along for the interview and they said, yep, you can sign up next September or whenever it was. And that was how it all started way back in, 2000. So
wow,
been doing this for a long time. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it was along that line with your son, you know, being on probiotics and just working his way, and along that journey, what was that one precise moment that simply influenced you into what you're doing for the rest of your career? So what was that moment that simply said, this is it?
Exactly. It was just reading that sentence in that book. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But at the same time, I also thought, that's funny, because I always thought I was going to be a writer. One of the nuns at school told me at the age of 8 that I had a talent for writing, and I took that to heart.
Oh my goodness.
So the result of my nutritional knowledge and my 20 years in clinical practice allowed me to come up with the Human Being Diet.
Oh, that's called, interesting.
Yeah, and it's called the Human Being Diet because it's a way of eating for any human being, any adult human being who really cares about their health and who wants to get the most out of life. And live for as long as possible, feeling really well. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And certainly key as well, too. And of course, you know, you have a flair for writing and also, you know, writing a book as well. Who are some of your favorite authors and writers growing up?
Lots of authors and writers growing up.
Yes. Who are some of your favorites?
I still didn't catch that. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are some of your favorite authors and writers growing up?
Where did authors and writers grow up?
Yes, I said, who are some of your favorites?
Yes. It's those silver linings in life, isn't it? There's, I mean, however tough something seems, however awful it seems, there's nearly always a flip side of something really good. It's bizarre. Thank goodness.
So you kind of just, brought yourself and everything, and I think that's really unique. I mean, we love trailblazing people like you don't have to follow and everything like that. And of course, it's also a painless path and being on a journey to the to the human being diet. And how does food and exercise basically is all we need? We'll find out just one minute with Petronella Ravenshear of the Human Being Diet. But first, listen to the Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by SonicWeb Studios. Visit online at sonicwebstudios.com for all your needs. Looking at a professional website without breaking your budget? SonicWeb Studios is the answer. SonicWeb Studios offers fast, affordable custom web designs that blow the competition away. Call today, 1-800-303-3960. It's 1-800-303-3960. Or email to support at sonicwebstudios.com. Mention Mike Wagner Show, get 20% off your first project. Sonic Web Studios, take your image to the next level. Also, time to give official shout-out to our official sponsor of the Mike Wagner Show, international award-winning author Mia Molson-Zia. If you love fast-paced mysteries, you'll love Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing is fast-paced and intriguing with an unforgettable twist. Takes place in four countries, two strangers, one target, where truth is illusion and those you love be the first go missing. It's available on Amazon and paperback and ebook. Missing by Mia Molson-Zia has garnered great reviews. In Eve, Love, and Enjoys by Howard celebrities, including Joanna Cassidy, Forbes, Riley, Emin Ellis. So grab your copy today for goes Missing by Mia Molson-Zia, available on Amazon. Also, check out The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com on 40 podcast platforms. Heard in 100 countries, including Facebook, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also, Anchor FM, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Audible, Apple Music, also on Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe. Also on Pandora, Podbean, and follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, and more on Facebook. Take us with you on any mobile device. And for great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. T-shirts, pop sockets, throw pillows, tote bags, hoodies. Makes great gifts 24/7. Go to Amazon.com. Check out the Mike Wagner Show podcast. And for more great gift ideas, go to Amazon.com/Mia Molson-Zia for great books like Missing, Once, and Wrinkles. Also, T-shirts, pop sockets, hoodies, phone cases, and more. Amazon.com/Mia Molson-Zia. Check it out today and support the Mike Wagner Show on Anchor FM, PayPal, and themikewagnershow.com. We're here with the author of the book, The Human Being Diet, with Petronella Ravenshear here on the Mike Wagner Show. Also, a functional medical practitioner from the UK, now living in Miami. And of course, the new book is basically a blueprint for a feasting and fasting your way to feeling, looking, and being your best. And of course, the one thing that really stood out is food and medicine is the only thing we need. And you can just tell us more about that. I mean, I got a good answer, but you probably got the best answer of all.
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking, I mean, sugar is at the root of all evil. And there's a really fascinating and chilling story in the book about two scientists. One was John Yudkin, who is an English guy. And the other one was Ansel Keys. And they were having a fight, a head-to-head battle about what was causing the increase in cardiovascular disease after the Second World War. And Yudkin said it was sugar, and Keys said it was saturated fat. And we know what happened. And actually, at the time, The Lancet, a British medical scientific journal, said, may the cure not be worse than the disease. And what they foresaw was that all the saturated fat in our food would be replaced by sugar. And that's just what happened. And that was the beginning of the end of our health for a very long time. It really is sugar. Yeah. And sugar meaning processed carbohydrates. So grains, bread, pasta, all that kind of thing counts as sugar, which is quite hard to hear when you first hear it. But, everybody feels so much better without it that it's really worth it.
The one thing that came to mind, you talk about during the World War where the two scientists or physicians or doctors were going head to head. I'm sure they weren't using, billy clubs, swords, guns, or anything like that, fisticuffs and everything like that, between saturated fats and sugars. Do you think the processed food or rationing, how the food was handled in World War II contributed to it?
No, apparently, and it's really strange to think about this, but apparently in World War II, we were about the healthiest we'd ever been. And we were eating very much less. We were all physically active. And it wasn't until that, the genesis of margarine and things like that, all those kind of fake foods, that started probably in the, I don't know, late 50s, early 60s, and that came our health problems.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to figure out where that started and everything else. And you say that the saturated fats that turn into sugar and everything else. And of course, the fact that I guess the thinking is, what causes them to go to that route instead of eating as food as close to nature as possible. It seems like they're looking for cheap ways to shortcut and everything else. It's like, why do we get away from all that?
You're right, Mike. And you know what? Apparently, 62% of the average person's calories per day are made up of ultra processed food, i.e., it's not food. It's fake food, flavored with all sorts of horribly weird chemicals. And our children, our little kids, eat even more than that. So something like 70% of their calories,
Wow.
it's a real tragedy, because the World Health Organization tells us that 74% of deaths worldwide occur as a result of lifestyle diseases. And eating ultra processed food is definitely part of a bad lifestyle. And we need to go back to eating real food.
And I think about the whole processed food as well too. And of course, it depends on how much people eat. Of course, there's a war like 8 ounces, 10 ounces, 12 ounces, or body weight and everything else. And of course, you have a rule of thumb as well too. And of course, this is rather unique. And what is the rule of thumb that you have when it comes to having food, like portions, servings, and everything else? What is your general rule of thumb when it comes to that?
Well, I would always advise people to start slowly. So probably about the best thing you can do for yourself is to have a big glass of water, like a pint, as soon as you wake up in the morning. And that already sets you on a very good footing for the rest of the day. And it makes you feel very virtuous as well, doing something so good for you. And then gradually cut out the grains, wheat, all the bagels, the pasta, and the rice and potatoes and all that kind of thing. And introduce more vegetables. Vegetables are key. They're so full of nutrients and so good for us. Because when we're thinking about our health, we also need to think about the microbes that live inside us, and they love vegetables. Vegetables are their favorite food. So it's a Mediterranean diet style way of eating.
Oh, yes, that's right. I remember that. To explain the Mediterranean diet to us.
So it basically means eating food that's fresh. So lots of vegetables, some fruit, good quality protein. So fish, a little bit of meat, chicken, things like that. Extra virgin olive oil. That is the elixir of life. It is brimming full of nutrients, and also is beloved by our microbes.
Nice.
And sitting down and taking our time when we eat, like the French do. Apparently, McDonald's has a much worse effect health-wise on the French than it does on the rest of us, because they eat slowly and they chat to each other, and it's part of their culture, and that's the way we need to remember to eat now.
That explains why all these small portions of food and they're not on their cell phones either too, so that explains it. So
Exactly. It's more like, you know what, Mike? It makes me think about our ancient ancestors sitting around the campfire at night. And we were all safe, we were all connected, we were with the people we might not have loved them, but we knew them anyway. And we could smell the aroma of something bubbling away over the fire, and looking at the flickering flames and listening to people telling stories about the past. And I think, in a way, that that's why we eat very often. Many people eat in front of the TV. It's the flickering fire effect, making them feel safe and connected. But much better do it with a real human being or a few of them.
I did not know that. So that's how TV dinners came about. Very, very, very clever.
That's good, isn't it? Good but
My
sad.
gosh. Oh my gosh. And of course, people around the campfire, they're able to, dig it. They can hunt, they can fish and everything else. It's like, oh my gosh, I think
Exactly.
we need to get for that. But what's holding people back about that?
I just don't understand it. I mean, there is this return to natural living. And one of my teachers, who's a maverick genius scientist called Leo Prumboom, which means plum tree, is running these courses in Spain and elsewhere, I think for 12 or 14 days. And the participants are regularly starved, because that's what happened to us in the old days. We went for periods of time without eating. periods of time without drinking, and then periods of time when everything's in abundance. And that's in a way what the human being diet is about, because we're very good at us lot here today. We're the ones whose ancestors were very good. They had their wits about them enough to hunt and find food when food was available. And they also had this knack of turning the excess food into fat, which helped them survive the leaner times. So that's why we're here today. Yeah.
Yes, and I think that's a really good point. You were going to say something else too?
And I think that, we kind of curse ourselves sometimes and think, well, I only have to look at something to gain weight. But that's why, because we are the survivors of those doughty ancestors of ours. And the specter of fasting is still in our DNA. So it's very tempting not to eat as much food as possible when we see it, when we have the chance. And that's our new survival tactic, is to say, no, I've had enough, thanks, or I'm not going to eat that. That's no good for me. And to, to really turn our back on our ancient programming, quite tough.
That is an interesting talk about. You hit upon the fasting point as well too. And what are some of the recommended fasting methods that you have? It's like you hear about the 16-8 fast or the 3-day fast, and I think there's also a couple hours. What are some of the recommended fasting methods that you recommend?
Well, a great question, Mike, because I used to see lots of ladies predominantly in my clinic who were fasting for 16, 18, 20 hours a day, exercising like fiends, until they felt sick, and they weren't losing any weight, and sometimes they were still putting it on. And that's why in the human being diet, we have three meals a day, ideally breakfast within 1 hour of waking, always including protein, and then a 5 hour fast between breakfast and lunch, and then another 5 hour fast between lunch and dinner. So it's not extreme fasting, but that kind of fasting means nothing except water, no tea or coffee or little drinks of this or that. It's just water. And it's quite tough when we start, but really worth it.
So it's just simply water, no tea, coffee, Coca-Cola, anything like that, not even a ginger ale or a brew or wine or anything.
No, nothing like that. But the good thing is that when people have been really, really good for 16 days on the program, they get to reintroduce extra virgin olive oil. That's the Mediterranean style diet. And they also have a treat meal, a compulsory treat meal once a week with loads of extra calories, lots of wine, if that's what people want, whatever they want. And that sort of gives the body a bit of a shock, not surprisingly, but it also shocks the body out of semi-starvation. It kind of thinks, oh, there are loads of calories here. I can burn more fat safely. That's fine. And that's part of the magic of it, and why people are able to stick to it really helps.
You mentioned about the treats as well too. What do you assume your favorite treats?
Well, my favorite treat since we moved to Florida is, and we don't really have these in England, is a loaded potato with cheesy prawns.
Oh, nice.
So lashings of butter and sour cream and cheese, and then the prawns come. We go to this restaurant in down in Wellington, and it's called Shrimp Cargo. And it's garlicky shrimps with more cheese on and butter. That's my favorite.
Oh my gosh, you're making me hungry, Araya. I need to have a treat like this. So,
Yeah, you really do. But stay away from the sugar. That is the key. That's the beginning, the end for us.
Right, yeah. And of course, you talk about the sugar, you talk about some of the food rationing we discussed earlier. And of course, there's food that we're coming towards time. Some people stock up, some people buy things in boxes and everything. And of course, they'll worry about, how long is it going to be? And you have a unique perspective about it. So, how long should food stay on the shelf, or should it not stay on the shelf?
Well, that's great. I mean, it's really interesting. I think that sardines are cheap. I mean, a lot of people are very averse to them, but they are incredibly nutritious, and we can keep those on the shelf for a long, long time. All the other things like the pasta and the what else, rice, and everybody finds that they feel better without them, even though they think they could never, ever live without them. Once they get rid of them, they find they have more energy, they sleep better, their skin's better, their digestion's better, they have less pain. So it's basically fresh vegetables, a little bit of fruit, an apple a day is compulsory also, and a little bit of really good high quality protein. That is the key to it, real food.
Yes, it does. Of course, you can dig it, you can hunt it, you can fish and everything else. And of course, you know, just to sum up a little bit, if you want to throw in a few more, what else you can eat, what else you can't eat, and how much of it, or you know, maybe there's like some moderation, how much and everything, what else you can eat and you cannot eat, and how much of it.
Well, what I recommend in the book is that people skip dairy, so that's milk and cheese for the first 2 weeks, because it's a very common allergen. And very often, when people reintroduce the dairy, the yogurt or the cheese, they have violent explosions in their tummies, or get cracking headaches, or they suddenly feel very depressed, or whatever. If dairy is okay, that's fine, stick with it. But as a rule of thumb, it's about 130 grams, which I think is. I should have worked it up before. I think it's 3.5 ounces of fish, meat, or chicken, with about the same weight of fresh vegetables. And it is a low calorie regime for the first 2 weeks, but that is good for us. That's good for longevity and good for our microbes as well. But it's not low calorie forever. But the idea with the human being diet is that we use our bodies as human laboratories, and we take things out for a bit and put them back in and see how we react. And typically, people don't react very well to wheat. That seems to be the number one
Oh,
big.
that's been the big one too. It's got, you know, gluten and everything else. And you know, ironically, we're the number one producer in wheat, and overall stay away from it, or if you have to have it, you know, just very little or maybe natural or something. It's like, you know, that's been a big number one topic on that wheat.
Yeah, really, really bad for us. And part of the problem with wheat is that a scientist called Norman Borlaug, in the 1960s, hybridized wheat, and he created dwarf wheat, which was higher in gluten and more resistant to pests. So, you know, our parents and grandparents saying, "What's the matter with you lot? You know, we've always eaten wheat, but it's not the same kind of wheat. It's a different thing. That's why all many problems."
And there's also some alternative grains as well too. And I think I had a list of grains. Of course, you got your rice, and I think there's some other grains as well too. They're an alternative to wheat. So maybe some alternatives if a person has to have a grain or anything like that. What are some of the alternate grains out there other than wheat?
Exactly. So oats are gluten-free. They might be grown next to wheat, which in which case they could be contaminated by gluten, but naturally they're gluten-free. And then quinoa and buckwheat, despite its name, is also wheat-free. And amaranth, spelt, is an ancient form of wheat, which is generally much better tolerated. And then, of course, rye bread. So there's lots of choice to be had.
And of course, you talk about the oats as well too. And what about the rolled oats and steel cut? You know, what's your recommendations on that?
I think that is possibly the worst breakfast anybody could
Oh,
ever.
really? Rolled
Yes.
oats and steel cut? Oh my gosh.
I mean, if I eat that, one of two things happen. Either I feel sort of semi-conscious after about an hour, or I'm starving hungry, and I don't like either of those feelings. So I tend to have, if I have breakfast, I have eggs and vegetables like avocado, tomato, or I have sunflower and pumpkin seeds. I know it sounds like mad squirrel food, but I promise it's delicious. You put them in a coffee grinder and have them with a grated
Gosh.
apple. It's
Oh,
amazing.
I think I'll have to try that one day.
Perfect. Yeah. And it keeps you going forever.
It
Very
does.
few, yeah, very few people feel good on oats.
It does, yeah. And also, I thought about the grass-fed beef, and what's your take on that?
I say go for it. Absolutely. Cows are supposed to eat grass, and when they eat grass, their meat is higher in omega-3 fats, which is a natural anti-inflammatory. When they eat grains, they're higher in omega-6, which is pro-inflammatory and the scourge of our modern diet and our modern lifestyle diseases. So yeah, grass-fed beef all the way. I hope you do, Mike.
And then how about you know, free range chickens or any kind of fowl or poultry, or even say like with you know wild caught salmon or any kind of fish?
Yeah, wild-caught salmon's great because that farmed salmon, I think they give it soy to eat. It's not very nice. And you know, again, it's higher in omega-6. And yes, you know, if you can get free-range organic food, remember that it's had a nicer life as well. And we're eating less food than we might have done before on the human being diet. And actually it works out to be cheaper even if we are eating organic and, free range. So definitely I recommend that. And less chemicals for our bodies to process. Win-win.
And certainly does as well too. And of course, a painless path to boundless energy, perfect weight, flawless skin, refreshing sleep, and healthy digestive. And what else would be a painless path?
What else would be a painless path? I think to get onto the painless path, really think about buddying up with somebody. Try not to do this on your own. I have a big Instagram community, and it's sometimes known the human being diet, short for that is HBD, the HBD Love Gang. And they're all there supporting each other and helping each other and inspiring each other. So if you can, because it makes us accountable to other people, and it's lonely doing things by ourselves.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I know what you mean, especially in a rural area or if you're isolated or, what we
Yeah.
went through in 2020. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, that was horrific, wasn't it? And the other thing is, if you're thinking about embarking on the human being diet and having all those amazing benefits, is to work out why, what you want to change. What is your inspirational dissatisfaction that is driving you to want to change something? Because if we write those down and be really clear about them, whenever we're having a tough day, and some days are tough, and you think I could just murder a croissant or a cappuccino or whatever. Look back at the reasons, and that will help to get you back on track again. But really go into as much detail as possible with your whys. Not just I'd like to lose weight, but why? How's that going to improve my confidence? How will I feel in my clothes? What about when I go to the beach or I go to school reunions or I've got some big anniversary coming up? It will just make me feel so good about myself, that kind of thing.
And certainly does. And what's coming up in the Human Being Diet with Petronella Ravenshear? We'll find out in just 1 minute. You listen to The Mike Wagner Show at themikewagnershow.com, powered by SonicWeb Studios, and brought to you by official sponsor of The Mike Wagner Show, international warring author Mia Molson-Zia-Missing. We'll be back with the author of the Human Being Diet book, Petronella Ravenshear, after this time. We're back with the amazing Petronella Ravenshear here on The Mike Wagner Show, the author book, The Human Being Diet. And, just one more thing. Where can we get the book, and how can people contact you or, come to you for counseling?
Thank you so much, Mike. So the book is available on Amazon. It's The Human Being Diet. Get the second edition, which has got this HBD logo on the cover, because I think the first edition is still knocking about, and that's 5 years old, so it's kind of out of date. You can also find me on Instagram at Petronella Ravenshear, my name, and also on the humanbeingdiet.com is the website.
All right, well, certainly check that out. Once again, we're with author Petronella Ravenshear of The Human Being Diet here on The Mike Wagner Show. What else can we expect from you in 2024 and beyond?
I have been asked by many people to do an audiobook, so that is in the pipeline, and also to do some courses, some online courses about how to. I'm kind of reluctant to do that because I think that we all have it within ourselves to be our own best nutritionist.
Oh, yes.
But something along the lines of having a community, maybe on Slack or one of those platforms. I'm not sure, but audiobook first.
We're certainly looking forward to that, and perhaps a journal coming with it too, and be your own
Energy.
doctor. And I think that'd be a great idea. We're looking forward to that. And and
Thank
who do
you.
you consider biggest influence in your career?
My son. I tell you what, Mike, my son took me to nutrition, ignited this passion I had, because we discovered he was gluten-free. He also took me to my second husband, who happened to have an Italian restaurant in London
Oh,
that served
nice.
gluten-free pasta, and that's how we met. And the third thing is that he lives in New York. And with COVID, and he just got married, I thought, I no way am I going to miss, if those two have kids, no way am I going to not be able to travel to the US. So he's also the reason why I'm in Florida now.
Gotcha. Okay. And certainly get a lot of sun indeed. That's part of it as well. And what's the best advice you can give to anybody at this point?
Start the day with a big glass of water. It's really, really important. And read my book. I promise it's more interesting and more exciting than it sounds.
And certainly indeed. And I think I've got some water right here, and I'm going to say cheers to that. So
Yeah, well done, Mike. Yeah,
yes,
it's a
definitely.
great step towards great health.
There you go. That's a great thing. We're with author Petronella Ravenshear of The Human Being Diet here on the Mike Wagner Show. And Petronella, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely fantastic. Learned a lot. Looking forward to having you again soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love to have you back. Once again, what's your website? How do people contact you? Where can people purchase or check out your book?
Thank you so much, Mike. So Instagram is Petronella Ravenshear. Website is thehumanbeingdiet.com. And you can buy my book. It's the second edition of The Human Being Diet on Amazon.
Okay. Can you show us the book again, please, for our viewers? There you go. And once again, where can we find your website and where to get the book?
So the book is on Amazon. Do make sure that you've got this cover, this sunshine logo. I should show you a copy of the old one, actually. Shall I show it to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go right ahead. And you can show it off here on the Mike Wagner Show. And once again, it's powered by Sonic Web Studios. And oh, my gosh, that looks like a really good one, too. So
don't get this book.
Uh-huh.
Get this one.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. This one, not okay. This one. Yeah.
Okay. We'll certainly do that as well. Once again, Petronella, very big thank you for your time. You've been absolutely amazing. Looking forward to him soon. Keep us up to date. Keep in touch. Love having you back. Wish you all the best. And Petronella, you definitely have a great future, have you?
Thank you so much, Mike. I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you. And I hope you do ask me back because I'd love to. I'd love to join you again. Thank you very much. Great questions.